I want to welcome everyone to our call tonight. I was having a little trouble with the mute button, but I hope everyone had a great 4th of July holiday weekend, and you're all rested up and ready to go and ready to get back to work. But to help everyone get started, Prepaid just announced a new Return to Cancun contest. It actually started yesterday and through August, and it's a very, very exciting contest. I hope everyone is plugged into it. But if you missed last month when we went to the Players Club trip in Cancun, you might just be going in November anyway. It's just 5 months away. You can Prepaid just announced that it's a very exciting contest. We're going to actually send 24 associates on a 5-day, 4-night, all-expense-paid trip to Cancun, Mexico. If you're not aware of that contest, you need to go to your Prepaid Legal back office. You can look under PPL Fireworks. There's a flyer there that gives you all the information. But just to give you a quick overview of what's going on that, you can get several tickets in the hopper. They're going to have a drawing. And to get one ticket in the hopper each week for the next 8 weeks, each time you sell two double plans or any combination of four counters in a week, you get two new recruits in 1 week, both with the legal and ID plan. That's a ticket. If you do it again the next week, that's another ticket. If you produce four counters, either by recruiting new associates or simply by writing memberships every week for the next 8 weeks, the company will actually double the number of tickets in the hopper for you. Of course, that increases your odds tremendously. You could literally win the trip with just one ticket in the hopper, but you must be in Dallas to win if your name is drawn. So be sure to get registered immediately for the Dallas Convention. If you haven't done that yet, there will be over 15,000 associates of us there. So will you be one of them? Well, that's up to you. You can advance your career again, guarantee you, by at least 6 months by attending the International Convention in Dallas. And, of course, while you're there, you might just win a very luxurious vacation. But we're very, very excited tonight to have our special guest speaker, and I'm going to go ahead and introduce him. It's my privilege to do that. He is a great trainer. He actually resides with his lovely wife, Cindy, in Lexington, Virginia. He actually qualified as an executive director in his 9th month in the business. He earned his $100,000 ring in his first 11 months as an executive director, and he's actually reached the level of platinum executive director, and he's never fallen out of the executive director level since he achieved it the very, very first time. He's also a Millionaire Club member with Prepaid Legal. He's a $200,000 per year income earner. He has grown a tremendous team. His brothers and sister, they've got so many executive directors and ring earners and Millionaire Club members on their team now. They've actually, if I've got this right, Mr. Hughes, I think you've got nearly 285,000 membership sales on your team and probably giving, 58,000 associates. Is that right, Mr. Hughes?
I think that's right. I haven't run the numbers lately, but that's probably about where we're getting to.
Really close there. You guys have done an awesome job. You're a good friend of our family, a big part of our More Success team, and it's my privilege and it's my honor to introduce you as a special guest trainer for our More Success team call tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, and I return all those compliments back to you and your family, and thank you for your friendship and support for me and my family all these years and our now Prepaid Legal family. And you guys have really been there for us thick and thin, and we acknowledge and appreciate it so much. And I want to thank you for having me join on the call tonight, and you sent me a text earlier today wanting to know what I was going to train about, and I really want to talk about the membership tonight. I think we have lots of great training calls lately about ways to recruit and techniques that we can use and systems and things like that. But you know what? All of our success in Prepaid Legal really gets back to the value of the membership. Now, if this had been any other kind of company that I had been invited, to learn about at lunch that day, Judy Garten was one of my shoe customers. I used to be a lady salesman. And Judy took me to lunch and told me about the membership. And I was quite frankly surprised that it wasn't something else. I thought it was going to be a company like Amway. It's going to be a vitamin company or a soap company or something like that. I'd been pitched on all those things before. Cindy had done Mary Kay when we first got married, so I was familiar with that company. I knew there were a lot of companies out there that sold products, and I felt like they were kind of a ripoff because they were a lot higher priced than what you would pay if you went and bought them at the store. And you know, then you had to buy it and then resell it to your friends and family. So I was just, I was going to eat her food and tell her no. She pulled out a placemat brochure and took me through the membership. And all due to what was on the brochure, she wasn't very sophisticated in her presentation. She didn't know how to sophisticated. She'd only been in the business a few weeks. And she read what was on the page, and it was an old, simple black and white one. It wasn't the fancy one we got today that have, you know, lots of words on it. It was just real brief. She would read the section, you know, Title I, Unlimited Consultation, and then she would tell me a story. And then she'd read the next one, and she'd tell me a story. And she would just continue on down the end, and I asked her a few questions as we went along, and she got done. I said, Judy, I'm probably going to get this. This is a good idea. And she said, well, Jeff, of course you'll get it. Everybody will get this. She goes, you ought to think about marketing this. I think you'd be really good. And so I guess my story is that I was convinced that the membership was good before I ever knew the opportunity. And I think a lot of our associates are members first and associates second. There's a couple different ways you can say this. You know, well, you could say, well, some people are recruited into prepaid legal so that they can sell the membership. And then other people are sold the membership, and then because they realize it's a good idea, they become marketing associates because they want to tell their friends and family about it. But I think we forget, you know, we talk so much in prepaid legal, and rightfully so, about the opportunity. We forget what an incredible value the prepaid legal membership is to the families that we place it with. You know, Mr. Stonecipher says all the time that the one who wins most, I mean, we win as associates, the company wins, the law firm wins, you know, stockholders win, but the person or the entity that wins the most in prepaid legal are the members. And I believe that too. I know that, you know, Cindy and I, over our career with prepaid legal, as, you know, as also as members, we've used the membership so much, and it's made such a tremendous difference in our life. If I had never become a marketing associate, I would still think and say wonderful things about prepaid legal. And I think I probably would have been sending a lot of business to Judy, you know, had there not been an opportunity. Maybe, you know, it was a traditional franchise that you had to purchase, like Caldwell Banker Real Estate, you know, it's very expensive to buy one of those offices, so maybe prepaid legal could be set up like that, where if you wanted a territory or whatever, you'd have to pay for an expensive franchise. Well, I would have, you know, if Judy had the franchise for Fort Worth, I would have told friends and family about it and referred it to her, just like I would if I had a friend that was selling real estate. I would refer business to them if they did a good job for me. But, you know, that's what's so great about prepaid legal is that we don't have to go out and buy an exclusive territory or a franchise. We get to, if we like this and we want to tell friends and family about it, I guess we have the option of referring it to the person that sold it to us. But prepaid legal knows that we're going to do that, so why not let the company pay us to do it? And sometimes I'll refer to that as a referral program. You know, as I talk about, if I ask for referrals, I'll tell people, I'll say, if you like this and you want to refer friends and family, you know, if you send those names in to me, I'll write them up and I'll send that paperwork into prepaid legal and I'll get the money and I'll send you a thank you card. But if you'll send it into prepaid legal, they'll send you cash. And a lot of times people, because they say, wow, I'm going to be telling people about this anyway, I'd rather get paid than not get paid. And so I think that's why we're able to recruit so many people. And I know that there's been times in my business when I've led with the membership and then turned around at the end and recruited people, and I always felt like that was the best way to build a business. I felt like that was the most stable way. But I've also led with the opportunity, meaning I know there's a lot of people out there that are looking for an opportunity to make extra money. But I was talking to Lynn Ross, who's the senior partner of Ross and Matthews, which is the prepaid legal law provider firm for Texas. And he said he felt like that one of the reasons that they experienced some attrition on their memberships didn't stay on the books, is because some associates became associates first and then bought the membership as a part of the business. So meaning they became associates, and then as part of your package with prepaid legal, you need to buy a membership as well. And so they get in the business, and then after a while, they decide that the business isn't working for them. It's not what they wanted, not what they thought it was going to be. And so they call up Prepaid Legal, and they cancel their business, and they cancel their membership as well. And so not only have we lost an associate, we've lost a member. And we don't ever want that to happen. I mean, it's one thing if people quit the business because people change their minds, and that's fine. They've got the right to do that. But nobody should ever cancel their membership. And the reason people cancel their memberships is because they haven't used it. They haven't seen value in the membership. You know, they're just paying it as part of this business they got into. So I still think that it's one of the best things you can do for your persistency and the persistency of the memberships that you write and that your team writes is to always, I'd say lead with the membership whenever possible. Sell people on the idea of the membership first and the opportunity second. But if that's not possible, make sure that you're spending time not only teaching your new member and associate how the membership works, but getting them to use the membership, getting them to get their wills done. I don't have this number for sure, but I've been told that even amongst Prepaid Legal associates, only about 50% of associates ever get their wills done. Well, to me, that's where everybody ought to start using the membership. They ought to do that their first 30 to 60 days. And that's something that we can do as associates as we bring these people on is to really encourage our team members to get their wills done. You know, we talk about all kinds of things at our core trainings and fast starts and team events and conference calls, but I haven't heard very often at all when leaders in Prepaid Legal encourage their teams to get their wills done. And we know, and Prepaid Legal has done a study on this, that 80% of members who get their wills done keep their memberships longer than their first year. And then we also know that the majority of the people who keep their membership a year don't cancel their membership. They keep it year after year after year. I know Ken Moore has sold memberships years ago when he first got started in Prepaid Legal. He's still earning residual income. I talked to Pat Moore. She wrote membership years ago that she's still earning residual on today. And Cindy and I are getting residual income on the memberships we wrote years ago. So selling it right, getting people to use it, especially getting their wills done, is a very important thing. But I want to talk about now, and I've got Bill and Linda Garten, I think, have joined me on the call. Can you guys say hi if you can hear me and can answer back?
Can you hear me, Mr. Hughes?
I can. All right. I didn't ask you guys earlier to do this, but I think you can probably help me. I'm going to go through the membership, and then I'm going to ask you to let me know, on average, about how much have you used it over the life of your membership? How long have you guys been members of Prepaid Legal?
9 years.
9 years, okay. So we're just going to go through and see. We'll just say that you're the average family in Prepaid Legal using your membership about average. And then when we get done, we're going to see what the value of the membership would be, market value, if you're actually purchasing this as legal services in the regular market, as compared to what you're paying through your Prepaid Legal membership. Because to me, I'm a values guy. What's my motto, Bill? If I say if it's free, it's for me. It's for me. You know, that's the reason I'm in prepaid, because Judy Garten offered me a free meal. You know, I'm all about value. I love to get stuff for free or close to it. And so I like Prepaid Legal because it's a really good value. But we're going to see how much of a value it is. So, Linda, I'm going to have you write down the amounts of time that we're talking about, the numbers of times that we're using it, and I want to figure it out about in the value of the marketplace. So we're going to assume, what are the average attorney fees in Dallas-Fort Worth where you live?
$278 an hour.
And we round it up to, why don't we just say $300 for ease of math?
Okay.
Okay? So we'll just say on average about $300 an hour. It's a little bit above what you would pay on average, but let's say that you're a little bit better than average attorneys who you're using, okay? All right, so we know that the first thing the family gets is unlimited consultation. And when I say unlimited, how much is that?
Unlimited.
Unlimited. So that word means what it says, right? It literally is no limit on how much consultation. What are the subjects that would be taboo? Like if you had a legal issue in your life, what are some of the legal issues that you could not call in on? They would not be allowed.
There is no subject, as far as I know.
There is no
subject. No, I've never called in that they said, well, we can't take care of that.
Right, and that's exactly right. No taboo issues. If the problem deals with law, the law firm deals with the problem. That's an easy way to say it, right?
Right.
So You get to call and talk as long as you want. Now, you guys, looking back over your 9 years as members of Prepaid Legal, how much do you think on average you guys, the both of you, because you both get to use it, have talked to your attorneys in a year?
Well, I would say it's at the very least, at least 12 times. There's been times I've called them at least 3 times a month.
What do you think on average? How many hours average per year are you guys talking?
Probably at least an hour, if not 2 or 3 or 4 hours a year. May even be probably not.
Can we split the difference and say 2 hours a year?
Easily. Yeah.
Would that be a conservative number?
I would think so, yes.
You talk an hour, Linda talks an hour, and that's about what you use in the membership. Okay, so write that down. 2 hours a year. The next thing that you've got is letters and phone calls. So if you call up and you're talking with the attorneys and they go, you know what, Linda, that is not right, what happened to you. You know what we need to do? We need to write a letter on your behalf. And then they're going to work with you to craft a letter to to that other person or company, and they're going to get that sent off on your behalf. Now, I don't know what the average attorney would charge for a letter, but I've been told it's probably over $200 a letter. You had a letter written one time, Linda. How much did you have for that one letter that was for that issue that you were very concerned about? How much did he charge you for that letter?
It was probably about $2,500 for a two-page letter.
It was a two-page letter. It was $2,500. That's way, way over what the average family could pay probably.
Yeah,
so why don't we say... let's just say $300. Let's say $300 is the cost of a letter. Now, looking back over your 9 years with Prepaid Legal, how many letters have you had written in a 9-year period?
Oh, at least 5 or 6, honestly.
Okay, yeah. So let's say 5.
I mean, Bill had one written last year that was just incredible.
Let's say that's about one every other year.
Yeah.
Let's say that on average you would spend about $150 a year for your letters if it was outside of Prepaid Legal, okay? Because I'm saying $300 for a letter, you get a letter every other year, $150 a year. So we've got 2 hours at $300, that's $600, plus add another $150 to that, okay?
Got it.
All right. The next thing you've got is unlimited document review, which means that anything that you're asked to sign, you should have an attorney review it first. I don't know what the average family signs a year in contracts, but I bet it's a lot. I think people would be shocked if they actually sat down and counted up how many times in a year they sign a contract. I would say that nobody in the middle class ever has an attorney review a contract. Even purchasing a house, which is the largest purchase a person will make in their lifetime, I bet you the number of people who have those contracts reviewed before closing is very small. We're talking in the low, probably 3 or 4% of people ever have that done. But just looking back over your 9 years of Prepaid Legal, how many documents have you guys had reviewed in an average year?
Well, I know when I bought my car, I had that reviewed, and when Bill was released from his job, he had his separation contract reviewed. Those are two that come to mind. Yeah. And there's probably been some other smaller things too, but those two things really save us a lot of money.
Okay. So let's say in 9 years you've had 2 documents reviewed. Probably should have had more than that, I'm sure. Say just on average you've had 2, so that's about every 5 years you have a document reviewed. And I don't know what an attorney would charge to review a contract like that, but let's just say $100, So why don't we give that a $25 value per year that you have, okay?
Okay.
Just round that off and give it about a $25 a year in value.
Okay.
Now, the next thing is a comprehensive will. You know, one of the things it says in the membership explanation is a simple will, or a will will be created for you. Prepaid Legal has added to that benefit over the years. Until now, it's much more extensive than what it would seem in the brochure explanation. And it doesn't even say it in the membership contract, because this is all stuff that they've added kind of on the side of the membership. The law firms are now required to do it, but they're not required under the contract. It's just kind of an agreement that they've got between Prepaid Legal and the members. But the will now includes a comprehensive, custom-crafted will for the member. If the member's spouse in most states will get their will done in the first 60 days, they will get their will done at no cost. At the most, it's going to cost them $20. But they'll do a living will, which is, you know, the power, you know, to tell the healthcare professionals whether you want to be left on life support or not. Power of attorney, which gives somebody besides you power to run your life when you can't. Medical power of attorney, so the power to start life-saving measures. You know, that's already your requests are already written out on that. So those things are all done. It's really a customized estate plan for member and for member spouse. Now, you guys got that done probably your first part of your 9 years, didn't you?
Yes, we did, actually.
Have you had it updated at all since you got it done the first time?
Not yet.
Do you think it might be at the point now where it's about time to look at it again?
Yeah, because we've had a couple of the people that were on our executor list, they've died, so we need to update it.
Okay. So let's say in the 9 years, I'm round and yours up to 10, so I'm calling you a 10-year member. About every 5 years, you got it done when you first started, and then about every 5 years, you're going to need to update it. And I think that's probably about average for most people. That's about how it would work. But what do you think, when you got that will done for you and for Bill, Linda, what do you think you guys would have had to pay if you had gone to one of the big towers downtown Fort Worth, met with an estate planning attorney, and got all those same documents done outside of Prepaid Legal?
I assumed it would have been about $500 a piece.
So $1,000 there. Now you go back in 5 years later for basically new wills at this point. Do you think they would have raised the price in 5 years or lowered the price?
I don't think anything goes down, so I'm sure it would have gone up.
Yeah, so, you know, we're talking probably another, you know, $500 to get, you know, we call it an addition or an add-on or whatever, but the reality is you're probably at that point going to sit down with the law firm again and go back through your will and create, you know, a new will at that point, you know, or very well could. So let's just say on average, $1,000 your first year, and then another $1,000. So in 10 years, it's $2,000. So what are we looking at per year, the value of that per year?
2,000.
What's that?
200?
Yep. So $200 a year just to keep a law firm available to do your will and update your will whenever you want. But on average, you're probably going to do that twice in a 10-year period. Now, we won't go through the rest of the membership. We'll just stop here and look at the value. But we know that cars cause legal problems. You keep Prepaid Legal so that make sure your car insurance rates don't go up. So if you get a speeding ticket, don't pay it. Call the law firm. And then also, tragedy accidents, vehicle manslaughter is covered. Lawsuits are covered. On-the-job related criminal charges are covered. IRS audits are covered. Emergency after-hours access to a law firm are provided by the membership. So there's lots of other things that the membership does. We're not even going to talk about the value of those things. We just want to go back and see where you guys are at value-wise this year on your membership, what you would have paid for the legal services that you would have used on an average year. So can you guys come up with a number on that?
$975
would be about what you would spend on an average year if you were doing the types of things you've done over the past 10 years with Prepaid Legal, right?
Yeah, just with the first part of the membership.
Okay, so can we round that up to $1,000?
Yeah.
Okay, so on average, Bill and Linda Garten, you know, you live a very, I would call, modest life. You don't have kids. You don't have a fancy house and, you know, sports cars and homes in South Africa. It's just you live a very simple life, and even you guys, keeping your heads low, are using about $1,000 a year of retail attorney fees. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Honestly, if you guys had to come up every year with $1,000 to pay an attorney to do these types of legal services for you, what are the odds of that happening in reality?
Slim to none.
Slim to none. And yet, you have done this stuff. I mean, I think we're being very conservative over the past 10 years. You guys have done these things and more, and the reality is you've saved more money than this. Linda, let me give me an example. Just on the one contract you had saved that you did on a car purchase, how much did they save? Did you save in just excess interest that you would have paid had you signed the deal without having the attorney review it first?
It saved about $15,000.
About $15,000. So, you know, we're talking about saving $1,000 a year or getting $1,000 a year in legal services. We haven't really talked about what did they make for you. You know, Cindy and I came out on our accident $35,000 in the good by using our prepaid legal membership. So we're not even talking about what are they getting for you. We're just talking about what would you pay, you know? And so you guys are talking about you're purchasing $1,000 on average of legal services, and how much are you paying for your membership?
Well, we have the legal plan for the self-employed, so about $51.
About $51 a month. So what are we talking about per year? I never added that up.
It'd be about $600.
You know what? We probably shouldn't even use that, because the reality is you would get all the same services that you're getting with just the basic family plan.
Well, the
right?
family plan would be $324.
$324, but the reality is you could get all the things we talked about with the basic plan, which is how much?
$17 a month.
$17 a month? $200 a year?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, to me, when you get back to, is there a value in what we do? Absolutely. I mean, there's unquestioned. I mean, you talk to anybody that's been a member of Prepaid Legal for, you know, a year or longer, they're going to tell you this is a good deal. This just makes sense. Why not do it? It makes your life work better. You make better decisions. You know, financially it saves you money, saves you a lot of heartache. And I think you guys are probably the most conservative estimate we could ever use. You're probably on the low side of average in the number of times people are using a law firm, and yet you guys would be purchasing about $1,000 a year at retail if you didn't have access to prepaid legal and you had the money to pay for it. The reality is you would not be using an attorney if you didn't have prepaid legal, and neither would anybody else. And so when we talk about what do we do, what do we bring to market, who wins the most, Bill and Linda Garten from Fort Worth, Texas, win the most. You guys have got a great business with prepaid legal. You know, prepaid legal has made money off of you. The law firm has made money off of you guys. You know, I sold you the membership 9 years ago. I've been paid residual on it for 9 years. I've won off of you guys. But who won the most is Bill and Linda Garten, because you guys have had access to your rights at a price you can afford. You saved a lot of headache, a lot of money, a lot of stress. You guys have had incidents that would have occurred in your life for the last nine years that you've been able to pick up the phone and get the advice and counsel that you need and go on with your life. And we know that the past is prologue, which means what's happened to you in the past probably going to happen again in the future. And so it's got to be comforting knowing that when those problems happen, you guys have help a phone call away. So I want to thank you guys very much for playing along with me in such late last minute. But I think for everybody on the call tonight, I hope that you guys remember we're doing a good thing here. You know, the company says we do well while we do well. You know, we make money for our families, and that's great. And I've been able to help a lot of people change their financial, futures. But the best thing I've ever done is give families who never would have had access to their rights, I've given them access, and I've changed their life for the better. And that's the way it ought to be. Everybody in America and Canada ought to have access to the rights and price they can afford. And Prepaid Legal is the only company out there that has the mission of getting that done. And as that gets done, of course, billions and billions of dollars in commissions will be paid out. And really the only question is, I think it's inevitable this is going to happen. The only question that you should be asking yourself on the call tonight is, who are they going to get it from? You know, they're going to buy it from somebody. At some point, everyone in America will have a prepaid legal membership, just like they do in Europe. The question is, who will they get it from? And my question to you again would be, why not you or somebody on your team? You know, why not? If they're going to get it from somebody, why not get it from you or somebody on your team? That way you and your family can benefit from what's about to happen, this really good thing that we're doing of getting everybody access to their rights at a price they can afford. Why not us make money while that amazing thing happens? Because, again, it's going to be good that we made money, but the best thing that's going to happen is that all these American families who never had access to their rights before are now going to have that because we went out and told the story. So I want to thank Bill and Linda Garten. You guys, I appreciate you joining on the call, and congratulations on your past success, and wish you the most great success this month and leading into convention. And Mr. Moore, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Well, Mr. Hughes, the value of the membership, what a great way to explain that. And I'd encourage everyone on our team tonight to sit down and take inventory of your own personal lives and how much you've used the membership, and see where you stand, just like the Gartens have. And I guarantee you, if you're not using the membership, you're missing out, because it can save you so much money and help you make a lot better decisions. And it's really a great tool. And, of course, the biggest sale you'll ever make is when you sell yourself, and the way you sell yourself is by using the membership. Mr. Moore, before we close, did you have something you'd like to say tonight?
Well, yeah, Randy, what great training. Of course, that's nothing less than I expect from Jeff Hughes. He always did great training. He's a great soldier in the Moore Success Team Army, and we appreciate that. He's always ready to step up the bat. And, you know, Randy, it's been a great call tonight, great 4th of July. America still stands strong, and I just like to go ahead and say my part. I just like to say to people to keep putting God first, your family second, prepaid third. And, Randy, I want to thank the call for 8 o'clock, the call for 9 o'clock for the speakers tonight. And besides that, I'd just like to say thank you and good night.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Moore, and thank you, Mr. Hughes. You did an awesome job tonight, and we look forward to hearing everyone on next Monday night's call, 9 p.m. Central. We'll have another great speaker lined up for you. Have a great week, everybody. Good night.
Good night.